Welcome to China Horse Business, the one and only podcast focusing on the booming Chinese equine market, bringing to you by two experts of Chinese equine industry, Zoe King and Wen Li, from Shanghai and Beijing, introducing China to the world. Good morning, Wen. How's it going?
Good morning. Beijing is tightening up its COVID policy due to more positive cases in a short time. It is a blessing that almost all equestrian contests came to an end before this.
But China has already made a big step towards the borders reopening by reducing the hotel quarantines for overseas travelers into China from 14 days to 7 days, now 5 days. And it's promised not to cancel international flights just because there were positive cases on the previous flights. All these are still very positive signals. Now, let's tell our listeners what do we have for China news.
On November 15th, Hong Kong Jockey Club said that following the announcement of a further relaxation in pandemic control measures by the Hong Kong SAR government, effective from 17 November 2022, and made a largely stable local COVID-19 situation, Hong Kong Jockey Club will stage race meetings in accordance with the government's prevailing public health regulations and restrictions, starting from the race meeting on November 20th.
The easing in measures will enable Hong Kong Jockey Club to bring more racing friends back to enjoy the sports and on-course entertainment. In light of this, Hong Kong Jockey Club announces the 8 new arrangements for the race meeting from last Sunday.
Well, we do not have the time to cover all 8 arrangements, but they include eating and drinking will be allowed in the outdoor areas of racecourses. For better customer experience, outdoor food outlets will also be reopened to provide silver food and beverages.
Yes, entrants of racecourses will no longer need to present their vaccine pass QR code for scanning upon entrance.
In addition, Amber Code holders may enter racecourses and eat and drink in the outdoor areas of racecourses. However, they may not enter premises therein which are subject to the active checking requirements such as dining and catering premises. It will remain the case that those with a red coat will not be allowed to enter racecourses.
All right, in our China Club session, we will bring you to the China Night Union Riding, aka CKUR, which was founded in 2003. CKUR has many records of its own. One of the equestrian clubs with the most registered young riders nationwide, one of the best equestrian clubs for the popularization and promotion of youth equestrian, one of the few clubs that provides members with training and competition opportunities in Europe.
The Yanchun Farm of CKUR Club covers an area of more than 150 acres and has more than 100 horses, including Dutch Warm Blood horses and European Thoroughbred horses. It has a two-story stable with first-class equipment, an advanced horse worker, multiple standard obstacle courses and recreational riding spaces, and 2 indoor horse arenas.
Among them, there's the largest semi-underground indoor equestrian hall in Beijing with an arena of more than 3,000 square meters, which can accommodate dozens of people to teach at the same time. It is warm in winter and cold in summer, meeting the needs of horse riding all year round.
For our China story today, I interviewed one of the finest racehorse trainers and racing directors in China, Ms. Wang Huijie. Well, she insisted that we expanded this interview on an early one done by China Sport, so here it goes.
The first question is, how did you enter the horse industry and become interested in horse racing?
I was born in Inner Mongolia. From a young age, I was fascinated by flying mane of a horse running in the sunset. When I was young, I went to the Inner Mongolia Equestrian School, where I learned swimming, shooting, and fencing in modern pencilin, one of which was show jumping. But after I was injured, I went to university and worked as an assistant accountant after graduation. But my heart was still beating for horses, so I resolutely gave up my job as a civil servant and made a decision against my family's wishes. I resigned and went to the Guangzhou Jockey Club. After working as a horse trainer, I did not plan to turn back.
Well, the second question is, as trainer for Guangzhou Jockey Club, what's your view of becoming a qualified horse trainer?
Horse trainers are mainly responsible for horse training, jockey training, arranging horses for races, horse inspecting, etc. Most of the jockeys currently active in races are my students. In recent years, I have also been training in the rules of racing. There are a lot of professionals, but in terms of race operation and rules, what we say is to be in line with international standards is actually to boost horse racing.
Except for the truly glorious 7 years of horse racing, the remaining 10 years face such depression in my favorite sport. The personal talent and destiny are always affected by the environment and background of the times. And life is like a huge roulette where you ebb and flow with it. During the 7 glorious years of horse racing, although I was extremely tired, I was also extremely happy. Fortunately, I will not give up what I love to do. When I left the Guangzhou Jockey Club, I was engaged in horsemanship teaching, leisure riding, flat racing trainer, etc. As long as horses are still with me, it proves that I'm still alive and I'm living a wonderful life.
Although in the past 10 years, horse racing has not been able to return to its heyday, I've been doing some solid work. Every year, I organize and participate in the events of Chinese Equestrian Association, China Horse Industry Association, and the National Games. After the Guangzhou Jockey Club stopped horse racing, there were 16 trainers in 12 racing stables plus 4 training stables in the training base. Among them, I'm the only one who has persisted and has been working with horses to this day. Until the car accident in recent years, my body was affected, but after recovering, I quickly returned to the field I love and started the lecturing and the training after I was able to stand up.
Horse racing is unique. It needs to be publicized through communication, such as the famous American Horse Secretariat, which saved the entire national spirit under the economic depression. No matter how old or how unbearable, you must have a brave heart, a free heart, and don't let others control your heart.
The third and final question is, during the decades you have been with the horses, what are your experiences and perceptions?
I love horses. It's my life's work. Yes, all the horses lovers I have met are crazy, thinking about their horses all the time. I'm like this myself. The reason why I teach professional jockeys, event organizers, and even horse walkers and breeders is all for the horses. For example, I will teach horse walkers who cannot read orally. The horse manure is usually 12 to 50 cervical. If it is as thin as cow dung, it is abnormal and needs attention. If none of the grams are broken, you may need to use oil and salt.
I also believe that the best training is to allow the horse to be trained without any fear at all. A good trainer is a trainer, a breeder, a handyman, and a junior veterinarian. No matter which field you are engaged in, you must care about horses. Only by paying attention you will be rewarded, and the horse will work hard for you. The female jockey who won the Melbourne Cup in 2015, her brother is the groom of the champion horse, and he is also a patient with the Down syndrome. The brother takes care of the horse and the younger sister rides. The siblings have become one with the horse. The horse will fight for them. At the moment of final victory, not only honor and money are gained, but also the trust and devotion between people and horses is indescribable happiness.
Every horse lover lives a very hard life. For example, if my horse is sick, it is normal for me not to close my eyes for 36 or 48 hours in a row. I don't need tea or coffee, but once the horse gets better, maybe I could be exhausted. Everyone thinks that I have worked hard all my life raising and training horses, but it is really what I love to do, and it is the source of my happiness. Even if I encounter pain and difficulties, I can overcome them, so no regret whatsoever.
This is the 19th episode of Season 3. Please leave a comment wherever you listen to this podcast, as your feedback is how we can make it better. And the next monthly China Horse Business Live is coming really soon.
Yes, and the next webinar will take place on the 5th of December from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. CST winter time. See you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
This podcast is co-hosted by Zoe King and Wen Li, powered by Wonder Horse, a business solution provider focusing on Chinese equine market and a bespoke equestrian community in China.